Oh.
Wait for it. Takes a minute on the old Facebook. It's the oldest one, right?
What's up, Affiliate Empire? Happy Friday night. Got Justin Joelicker here.
And Adam Sharon.
Woo!
As per usual.
As every Friday night, we're going to talk about money, cheddar cheese, financial Fridays, where we come to you every Friday night and whenever we feel like it in between to talk about your finances. Today we want to talk about budgeting and, you know, not just like how to set a budget or something like that, but we were raised very differently. This is going to be uploaded to YouTube. And if you're on YouTube, like and comment, tell us where it is, tell us you love us, tell us whatever you want because it helps the algorithm. We were raised very differently. I was raised by an old school, save all your money, work till you die kind of guy. And it served him well. Adam was raised a little bit differently, but I was raised by a saver. So I became very good at saving money and budgeting, and it's just kind of ingrained in my brain now. What's up, Trevor?
good to see you too, buddy.
So it's a good thing and it's a bad thing. I see it both ways because, I mean, I'm very good at saving. I'm very good at budgeting. I'm very good at not wasting any money. But I can't go out to dinner without looking at the price. I can't go shopping without looking at the price. I'm a total price tag shopper. Again, it saves me money, but it also is always, always, always on my fucking mind and sometimes stops me from having fun.
Yeah, and I kind of grew up a little bit differently. My dad actually did try to instill, save 50% of everything you earn and, you know, you can spend the rest, but I never did it. And I watched, I kind of watched the way my dad spent money, and he would, he would make a lot of money and then not make a lot of money, then make a lot of money and not make a lot of money. And he spent as much as he made, right? And I kind of went down that route as well. And I never thought about budgeting. I never thought about money management. It was a huge issue for me growing up. I got into like $70,000 in debt without even owning a house by the age of, I think, 27. So I learned the hard way where Justin kind of like grew up learning that way.
I was actually able to save 50 grand. At one time I had 50 grand in my bank account, which is pretty cool. I was 23 years old with 50 grand in the bank account, all from saving. So we were talking about this earlier and we kind of butted heads a little bit because what did you tell me?
Can't save yourself to being rich.
It's true. But you can save yourself a nest egg and you can use that nest egg to get rich. Now, when I was young, I was real cheap. And, when you're young, you just do exactly what your dad says. And then as you get older, you stop listening to your parents a little bit and start doing dumb shit. I listened to my dad right up until I saved 50 grand. And then I turned 23 years old. 20. Got into my 20s. And figured out how much fun partying was. And then I got to the point where I was 23, 24 years old, and I had this 50 grand, and I'm like, okay, dad's always told me to buy a house, but my friends have all these cars, and I kind of want both, so.
Toys.
What did I do? I bought a house 1 month, and I bought a Chevelle the next month. And I blew all of it! But I had my house, so I'm like, fuck, I don't care.
Yeah, that's still an investment, right? I invested in absolutely nothing. Like, I just went to town. Like, Rachel went to makeup school, which was some student debt. And then I had a visa that I maxed out. And then we moved to Brooks, Alberta. And I was like, oh, well, I need a truck just like all the other oil field guys. And so we bought like a $33,000 vehicle. And then I spent as much money as I made, and then we went, then the slow season came, like there's spring breakup, so basically all the snow melts up north in Alberta, and when that happens, you can't move the rigs around, so there's like sometimes up to a month and a half of no work, and so I just lived off credit. We got a line of credit, and like it just kept piling up, and then, obviously the oil field crashed, and I had all that debt, and It was bad. But that was where I started learning about money management. And then I eventually even created my own, like, basically free course almost on the 10 tips to money management. And we were able to get out of debt within 3 years. But the biggest thing for me wasn't necessarily budgeting. It was, like, focusing on making more money. So, like, up until 2007, I was in construction. And debt started piling up. So I was like, okay, well, what do I need to do? I need to make more money. And I had a buddy that was in the oil field. And he's like, well, hey, come out here. And if you make more money, you can pay off all your debt. I was like, well, that makes sense. So then
but
I went
for
to the oil
a lot
field.
Of people, when the money goes up, so do the toys. And so does the yeah. credit. And so does that, the that, shit that you're
yeah.
buying.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. And that's what happened to me is, like, although I started making more money, I just spent more money because I didn't have a budget. I didn't have a money management plan. As far as I was concerned, if a paycheck went into my account, that was for me to spend, you know? Terrible idea.
It's a lot of fun, though.
Yeah, it was fun.
And then, I didn't really know what to call this, and it's not necessarily, you know, sit down with a pen and a paper and write a budget. We're going to teach you how to do that. We're just, like, money mindset, budgeting, having that shit on your mind. Like, you need to use credit to build your credit, but... Yeah. Having a whole bunch of maxed out credit cards is not going to do nothing for you. It's going to dig you into a hole, and the only way you're going to get out of that hole is by managing your money and budgeting, and whether that means writing it all down to the penny, but know how much money you have to spend. See, that's what Dad taught me. Use your credit, have credit cards. Credit cards are not a bad thing unless you abuse them. But know how much money you have to spend every month on that credit card. So if you have $1,000 cash versus $1,000 credit, you're better off to use that credit because whether you're going to be rich as shit one day or not, you're going to want good credit. Use a credit card and pay it off every single month. But knowing the amount that you can put onto that credit card comes down to budgeting. Know where your fucking money is going.
Yeah, like when I did my, like, 10 steps to money management, number one is mindset around money. So
money's not evil.
It's just a tool. There needs to be no emotional tie to it at all. It's just, you know, you use it, right? And then, yeah, the second thing is find out what you need to make per month to cover everything. Like, and I mean everything. Like, how much do you spend on gas? How much do you spend on your rent or mortgage? What do you spend on insurances, groceries, like, everything down to the penny? If you don't know this stuff, like, if you don't know how much money you need to survive per month, how can you possibly get ahead? It's almost impossible. You need to know, like, hey, I need X amount for, you know, groceries, gas, insurance, kids' clothing, like, you name it. Like, you need to know how much everything costs. And then you got to figure out, okay, does my hourly wage or salary or paycheck or your whatever your form of income is, does it cover it? If it does, great. How much do you have left over after that? Then you got to look at all your debts. And the way I did it, and this isn't necessarily the smartest thing, but this is the way for, I believe that momentum is a huge thing in every aspect of life. So I always tell people, pay all your minimums.
And bad momentum is just as...
Yeah.
It keeps going too.
Yeah. It's, you're always in a momentum. Everything's always momentum based. You're either going up or going down. But, when it comes to paying off debt, I always tell people to list all your debts, and whatever the smallest debt is, pay that one off first. Even if it's not, like, the highest interest, because it builds momentum for you. So you pay all the minimums on your big debts. And then whatever your smallest debt is, just knock it out of the park. And then once you pay that off, you feel so good about yourself, and you're like, oh my God, this is...
Woo! We got one down!
Yes, got one down.
A couple more to go.
And as soon as you get one down, you feel like, I can do the next one.
Don't go to the club. Don't go and drop a bunch of money on an 8-ball. Don't go waste your money.
Yeah.
You take that, and then you put it on the next one.
You don't need another dirt bike. You don't need another quad. You don't need to go on a vacation.
Don't make the mistake where you're like... Fuck yeah, I got one credit card down, I got some money, go to strippers. Mm-hmm. No, you take that as well as the minimum payment that you were paying on that little debt. You take that big chunk and you put it on the next one.
Exactly. And
then you take the whole and put it on the next one.
And you slowly but surely you'll get everything out of the way, right? And then you also have to understand the difference between good debt and bad debt. That's something that I don't think is talked about enough. And people, you may be thinking...
Well, I don't think any of this is talked about at all. Because Sorry, but some teachers are just broke too. So who teaches you if your daddy's not teaching you because he doesn't know?
Yeah.
If your teachers aren't teaching you because they don't know and it's not taught in school, who's going to teach you?
Yeah. You gotta kind of learn for yourself.
Or Uncle JJ and Uncle Adam are going
to
teach you.
Yeah, we're here to help. We're here to help, to say the least. But yeah, so bad debt, obviously, car loan is a bad debt because most vehicles just go down in value, right? I'm sure we can all agree on that.
Let's just go right now and just say all because...
All, okay, all.
Vehicles aren't an investment. Don't think of a vehicle as an investment. Never buy a vehicle and say it was an investment because I've done it. No. And it's stupid.
Yeah.
And vehicles are not an investment. There's maybe one in a million that is, so just don't call a vehicle an investment ever. You're going to lose money.
Yeah. And then using your credit card to go on vacation, bad debt. Using your credit card to buy a new dirt bike or a new toy. That's all bad debt. And unfortunately, we tie all debt into bad debt. But if you were to, let's say, get a loan for a business for, I don't know, $3,000 to $10,000, that is good debt. Because your own income tax pays for it.
Money.
And it can make you money. If something can make you money, that is good debt.
The difference between an asset and a liability. An asset puts money into your pocket and a liability takes money out of your pocket.
Yeah, and if any of you are reading or listening or following Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, he talks
Which
about...
Which I highly recommend.
Highly recommend. Great guy. But he does, you know, he does talk a lot about good and bad debt. He also talks about, he was one of the first to question whether your house was a liability or an asset. For me, my home is a liability because it only costs me money. Now, if I were to go somewhere else and I rented this my house out at more than the cost of it being run, then it would become an asset. Or if I sold it right now, because the market's been increasing like crazy, once I sold it, it would become an asset. But until it actually has made me any money, my home is a liability.
Or unless it's producing cash flow.
Or, yeah, exactly, unless you rent it out.
If you have a renter in it that's covering your mortgage and putting more than a dollar in your pocket, that's positive cash flow.
Yeah.
Anything else is going down. It's just a liability.
Exactly. So you got to look at good and bad debt all the time. If I was to take on, if I went to the bank and said, I need $10 million because I want to buy this 50-apartment complex, and the amount of money I got from that those 50 units made me money, that would be good debt. But if you take out a loan to pay for school, for instance, and this may rub you all the wrong way, sorry, sorry, sorry.
I'm not sorry.
But if you take out a $50,000 to $100,000 student loan debt and it takes 30 years to pay off, basically your entire working life, and you do that just to get a job that only pays you $60,000, maybe $80,000 a year, that's bad debt.
You're not guaranteed a job, though.
And you're not even guaranteed a job.
I have a buddy that spent $40,000 on school and never used it, never used his degree, and has been on the oil rigs ever since, which he had to go to pay off his fucking student debt. And then I was like, ooh, I can make way more money here. I'm just going to keep doing this.
Could have just went to the oil patch at 18. Right? Like, that's bad debt. That's really, really bad debt. Actually, my old business partner, He went to school and got his English degree so that he could write a book, he could teach English, like all sorts of English literature, all that stuff.
I think
he said it was like $67,000 like student loan. And he ended up just doing decking, construction.
He was awful with money.
Still is. Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, that's the thing, and people will happily, this is the craziest thing to me, people will happily take on a $50,000 to $100,000 student loan, but they're hesitant to take out a $3,000 to $10,000 loan to start a business.
That's fine, because if you're a hard worker, and you know that you can make it work, and you believe in the business plan, it's less risky than going to school to spend all that money, and you're not guaranteed a job.
Yeah.
And you're missing out on those years of income, work income. But we kind of jumped over something that I want to talk about. I've been thinking about, you know, the getting out of your credit card debt and getting rid of all that bad debt. I mean, this is going to require you to live below your means for a while. If you don't have the option, like Adam did, to go and raise your income, like Now, you can move up to the patch back when you, what was that, 10 years ago?
I mean, come on, I'm not that old. Oh, it was 2000 and, yeah, I guess it was pretty close 10 years ago.
Okay, so I looked into it. I thought about it.
Yeah.
You could go out there and pretty much double your income, whatever you did, because oil was booming. And I've heard stories, I've had a lot of buddies that worked out there, they're fucking throwing money left and right. They did not care. They were paying outrageous amounts of money. If that's not an option for you, you have to live below your means. Know how much money you need. You need to know this. And then, if you can't afford, if you can't increase your income, live cheaper. For a while. Because you guys here, you're here for a reason. We're going to teach you how to crank that income up. But if you need to lower it for a while, you got to live below your means until you get out of that bad debt. And then you can acquire some good debt. And then you can start getting some cash flow.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And you know, there's a lot of little things that you can do to save money, right? And although it's still a very slow process to budget as opposed to make more money, but it can be done. You just have to know where your money's going. It's like literally step number one. Where is your money going? Most people I ask, hey, how much money do you make exactly per month? They don't even know.
And you know what? Your friends are going to call you cheap. And your parents are going to call you cheap. And your old lady's going to be pissed off because she wants to go to the keg on Friday night. And you're going to be like, no, make us some ham sandwiches and we're going to go down to the beach and sit at the park and bring one Budweiser. And you can still have your date night for a fraction of the cost. You know, you can still have fun. But you're going to have to lower that down until you can get out of fucking debt.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a matter of taking a look. Like when I remember when I first started learning money management and budgeting, I went over like how much I spent on gas and how much I spent on eating out, how much I spent on booze, how much I spent on, even going like buying my lunches at the Red Basket, which was like a gas station on the ring.
Can I interrupt you for a second?
Yep.
I'm going to anyways. So, when I got kicked out of school, I got my first job, and at the same time, I got a DUI because I was young and stupid. So, I lost my license, and I came across a really good deal on a truck. I was young. I was stupid. I wanted a big diesel pickup, so I bought one. Not a good investment, but whatever. Everyone's young and dumb. Yeah. I lost my license, so I had this sweet pickup parked in the shop. Well, my parents, who were pissed off at me and teaching me, if you're not going to be getting an education, you're going to be working. So my dad actually got me my first job the day after I got kicked out of school. Anyways, my parents were driving me to and from work, driving me there, picking me up, and then towards the end of my DUI, my 3-month suspension that I had, I insured my big white jacked up pickup and they were driving it to and from work to pick me up because I was excited, right? I worked with a guy who had a little bit of a tough upbringing, and he literally, you know, he had to fucking sleep on couches, couch surf, and do whatever he did. Like, he's tough. But he saw me, this young 17-year-old kid that's being driven to work, to and from work by his mommy and daddy, and then his mommy's driving his big jacked up diesel that he doesn't know that I had paid for. And he said to me one day, like, he was mouthing off because he really didn't like me. This rough, this fucking little rich boy.
Love it.
And he said that. He called me that little rich boy. Something like that. I go, you want to know something? My parents calculate the mileage it takes to drive from home to work. And then from work to home, they write down all the mileage. And then they convert the gas. And then they figure out the amount of gas that they're spending to drive my sorry licenseless ass to work. And then they're taking a fraction of their insurance and calculating that out, divided by the 3 months that I lost my license and the amount that they're driving me to work, and they're charging my fucking stupid ass.
That's crazy. Yeah. Now that's budgeting on another level.
Really? That's how I was raised. That's why I think this way.
Yeah.
Not everybody was, but I mean, my parents are the fucking king of budgeting.
Yeah. That's a whole other level. Like, yeah, that's nuts.
But if you want to be successful on a low income, that's the kind of shit you got to do.
Yeah.
Maybe not to your kids, but do it to everybody else.
Yeah.
Well, do it to your kids. And then they grow up to know about money.
Yeah.
And not enough people talk about money and teach their kids about money. And anything that you learn here, hopefully you're learning something. And YouTubers, like and subscribe. Hopefully you're learning something too. Pass it on to your kids, because if you're not passing this on to your children, you're doing them a massive disservice, because where are they going to learn it from? They're going to grow up broke too?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Like, if you don't understand money, money management, finances, investing, anything, that's not a big deal. But
it's learnable.
But it is learnable, and you do need to teach your kids, because no one else is going to. The school systems do not teach your kids about money. I never got taught about money in school. I don't know what anyone here. Even if you go to university for accounting or financing or whatever, they still don't truly teach you what to do. If they did, a lot of people would be much richer, right? Like, a lot of people would be millionaires. Oh, I went to school for finance and now I'm a multimillionaire. You don't hear that very often, right? Most entrepreneurs didn't go to university, or they dropped out of university. So these are things you have to teach your kids. And you know what? I see it online all the time. People saying, oh, well, if the school system taught our kids money, we'd be in a better place.
Don't blame. Don't blame.
I'm not going to say you're wrong, but I sure as shit am not going to count on the school system to teach my kids about money, because I know it's never going to happen. I need to know what to do with money.
You wish, right? You wish the school system... Well, they don't. So you're going to have to.
Yeah.
And you know what? Budgeting sucks. It's not fun. It's a lot more fun to be going out to the club with you boys on a Friday night and saving your money. It's a lot more fun to be going out to restaurants than it is to be making your own dinners. It's a lot more fun to be going out for lunch and buying coffee from Starbucks than brewing your own shit. But this is something you can get yourself out of debt. You can train your kids how to stay out of debt. They can train their kids to stay out of debt. You can be the one. Sacrifice some Netflix. Learn something. Learn budgeting. Learn money management. Learn all these skills. Read all these books that we have.
Yeah.
Because you could be the first guy. I don't know what any of your backgrounds or any of your parents or anything like that, but if you come from a family of shitty money managers, you can be the first. You can change your kids and their kids and their kids. And maybe if you're not going to be rich, somebody down the line will, because of you. That's how you create a fucking legacy.
Yeah, and it's not like you don't have to do it forever. That's the one thing that most people don't realize. It's like, you don't have to stick to a very strict budget for your whole life. You just have to stick to it to get out of some of the debts and then start making more money. And during the time, learn. Right, the time you normally would have spent going out, or the time you would have spent going out to dinner, the time you would have spent drinking, like all the things that you would have spent extra money on, just take that time to learn more about money, learn more about investing, learn more about, you know, a part-time income online, like different things that can actually help you grow as a person and increase your financial IQ. Because that's really what it all comes down to, is do you understand how money works?
Well, I like that you said that, because, I mean, once you do this for long enough and get yourself out of debt, it's going to be ingrained into your brain. And, I mean, like I said before, this is the way that I was raised, so it's the way that I've always thought. I have not had any lack of fun growing up. I have pissed away more money than you can imagine in the bar, and on stupid purchases, and on cars and stuff. I have never had credit card debt. I have credit card debt every month. It's paid off at the end of the month. I have awesome fucking credit. I've never put anything onto my credit card that I couldn't afford. And I have wasted thousands of dollars going to the bar and having fun. And I've never been in debt. Well, I have a mortgage, but like, never been in credit card debt, never had a fucking giant line of credit that I couldn't pay off, that I couldn't handle, because I know what's coming in, so I know what can go out.
And I'm like the complete opposite. I had a $10,000 line of credit maxed out, 3 credit cards between my wife and I that were maxed out, a personal loan to my grandparents, and I think it was like a brick card or something. Well, and then of course auto, like a truck loan. So like I'm like the opposite of Justin, where I had a shit ton of debt. Like I couldn't rub 2 pennies together, and I was actually paying more in interest per month than most people pay on a car payment. Seriously, that's how bad it was. Yeah. But then I just started learning about money management. Like, you know, all the books are out there. If any of you prefer listening to books, the app called Scribd is really, really beneficial. You get your first month free.
You know what's better than that, though? Leave a comment, and we'll tell you which ones to listen to.
Yeah, yeah. If you leave a comment and you ask, like, which books to listen to, we'll let you know for sure. But that app is like the Netflix of audiobooks. It's very, very, very incredible tool. Like, I highly recommend it to everyone. Scribd.
I love it. It's well worth the $15 a month. Because that app has probably made me... I don't even know. They don't make me a lot of money because of the knowledge that I've fucking downloaded into my brain in the last year.
Yeah. So every time you're driving to and from work, you got it in your vehicle, or, you know, before bed, or when you wake up in the morning, you can just listen to an audiobook. Most books cost between $12 and $30 each book. And this app allows you to download them unlimited for $13 to $15 a month.
Whatever. And anybody in the empire, any truck drivers or any equipment operators or anything like that, that think, oh, like, I'm a truck driver, I can't do this online business thing. I have fucking done great in this because I have so much time to listen to books and audio programs and podcasts.
Yeah,
but that's all I do. I don't listen to the radio anymore. I spend 14 hours a day listening to books.
Yeah.
Oh, that doesn't sound like fun, Justin. Music sounds better. Music doesn't make you money!
No, it doesn't. The radio doesn't make you money.
And music is not budgeting!
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And
it's not fun, but this is how you get fucking rich!
Yeah, exactly. And again, like, budgeting is... It doesn't... You don't have to do it for long. It's just a short period of time. And it sucks because we live in this world of instant gratification. And I talk about this all the time, but... People don't realize, like, they underestimate what they can do in 10 years, but they drastically overestimate what they can do in one. So people, they'll go on a budget for 1 year and say, oh, all I did was pay off a couple thousand dollars on this one debt. It's like, well, shit, if you didn't do that, then where would you be? You'd just be $2,000 or $3,000 more in debt if you didn't budget, right? And then if you look at a 10-year period, if you've been budgeting for a 10-year period, you should be out of debt completely.
Yeah.
Right?
And once you get out of debt, no matter what it is that you want to do, no matter what your goal is, it's start a business or fucking start investing, whatever it is. Once you're in that mindset and that habit of setting that money aside every month, I've heard this in multiple books. It keeps coming up. Rich people pay themselves first. What does that mean? Oh, Adam, what does that mean? Well, that means as soon as you get paid on the 15th and the 30th, or the 1st and the 16th, or whatever it is, or only on the 1st, you get an automatic withdrawal out of your bank account. The second that money hits it, take out $100 or $200 or whatever it is. And you won't miss it because it comes out instantly. Take it, put it inside. That's for your investment.
Think of it as a tax, right? Like, if you're an employee right now, you're probably getting taxed right away on your paycheck. You don't even get to see that money.
You don't miss it.
So if you taxed yourself, like, let's just say the government decided, you know what, we're going to up the income tax by 5%. There's not a fucking thing you can do about it, unfortunately. It sucks, but it's true. And you would find a way to work around it. So when you get your paycheck, put 5% away in a savings account. And this is what I used to do. And you know, everyone's different. But like, when we put 5% away, as soon as that 5% savings got to a point where we could pay off a debt, we paid it off. And then we started paying or taxing ourselves an extra 2.5%. So 5%, once you paid off that lowest loan or lowest debt, then... you go to 7.5%. So now you're paying yourself 7.5% to that savings until it grows to a point where you can pay off the next debt, right? And you're still crushing that one debt. You're paying your minimums on the other things. You're still keeping track of your money. But I found that was one of the best ways to get out of debt was to start learning how to pay yourself first. Because once all that debt's gone and you're in the habit of paying yourself first, then you can start investing. And hopefully, while you're paying off your debt, you're starting to learn, you're listening to books on Scribd, you're your understanding investing, your understanding business, sales, like you're starting to figure out what you need to do to make more money. Because that will be eventually what helps you separate from the rest.
But you know what passive income is? Passive income, the definition of passive income is fucking awesome. It's an investment that pays you every single month. And they're out there, and they're awesome. You can get 10-15% return on your money on passive income. So you're in this habit, you're paying yourself first, and then you invest it. You don't go, okay, I paid off my credit cards, and I paid off my truck. Now I'm going to go buy a car. I'm going to go buy a Chevelle. Woo!
Yeah.
No, you're going to invest. Yeah. You're smart now. You're better than this.
Again, bad debt versus good debt,
come
right?
Come on!
Yeah, you don't take your 50 grand that I'm totally out of debt now. Now I can go into debt for another 50 grand for a brand new vehicle. No.
Or you don't
do that.
Or you don't go, ooh, I have 50 grand. Let's go spend it on a vehicle. No, don't do that.
No, do it. Like build
a house is a liability, but at least buy a house.
Yeah, but you do want to, as soon as you learn how to invest, you can take the investments and get to a point where you're making a monthly income that can pay for. So your assets can pay for your liabilities. If you can get to that point, you're laughing, right? Like
that's the definition of wealth.
Yeah, rich dad.
When you can live off your passive income, you're wealthy.
Yeah. Robert Kiyosaki said, he's always wanted a Jaguar, right? And it was going to be 80 grand. And he told his wife, and his wife's like, well, yeah, just find a way to make that in passive income and you can buy it. And he's like, okay. And so he worked really hard on real estate, stocks, like all the different investments. Also his businesses. He has an incredible business system. And he upped his yearly earnings by $80,000 in assets. And so that he could buy his Jaguar.
I like the other one when he had a Porsche. It was a similar story, but he did this one through monthly payments. His wife said, yeah, you can get this Porsche. You just got to go find something to pay for it. He's like, okay. So he went and bought a house that the passive income, the income coming in, was going to cover his Porsche payments.
Mm-hmm.
So he bought a house, and his house was paying off his car. And then in 2 or 3 years... he had his car paid for by his house, and he still had a house, and now he had this passive income coming in.
Exactly.
It didn't cost him a fucking dime.
Didn't cost him shit.
Yeah. That is smart. That's how you get rich.
Yeah. I'm going to write a book about me buying my decking company for my business partner one day, but it was hilarious. We get into this business meeting, and my business partner says to me, I'll buy the company from you for $5,000. And I said to him, would you take $5,000? And he said, yeah. I said, okay. And I sent him the money that night. That $5,000 investment made me six figures easily. Easily. Because he didn't know anything about money. And I mean nothing. And I was willing actually to pay him $55,000 if it had gotten to that point. And I was asking him for $90,000. And he wouldn't even go through all the information because he just had no financial IQ at all. Older than me, went to university for English, all this shit. It didn't matter. If you don't know about money, you're always going to be a slave to it. I hate to be the bearer of bad news. If you do not understand money, you will be a slave to money for the rest of your life.
But luckily, you're in the right place.
Yes.
Because you guys follow Adam. And you guys join my group. And you guys follow me.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to get into my group, just send me a personal message. And YouTubers, hit subscribe and then send me a message. Can you message on YouTube?
Yep.
Leave me a comment. Be like, hey, I want to get in your group. I'll let you in my group.
Yeah. Well, you can always leave your group link there, right? I don't know who's joining us live, but Trevor, Virgil, Jones, Howard, Joshua. Hope you guys are doing awesome in the group.
Happy Friday!
Over here we got Florenzo and Crodvin. What's up, Maddie?
How's anybody watching? Have any questions? Post your questions in comments. Whether it's now or in a replay, we'll get to them.
Yeah, if you guys have any questions on this stuff, let us know. We'd love to answer them, especially at the half hour mark. Same with you guys on TikTok.
TikTokers, yeah. No comments tonight. Come on, leave us a comment. Where you guys at? What are you doing on Friday night? What are you guys doing? Are you talking about finances or are you drinking? Are you wasting money or are you saving money? Are you budgeting or are you pissing your gains away?
Are you learning? That's another good question.
If you're here, you're learning. So congratulations.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, at the end of the day, budgeting is very important. It's just, it really just matters. And it'll be eye-opening. Honestly, when you go through your finances over the last, I'd say 3 months, I recommend doing the last 3 months and categorize everything, right? Gas, mortgage, rent, utilities, alcohol, food, insurances, like just categorize everything and see where all your money's going.
You know, it's a good one. If you're 80 years old, carry a pen and a paper, or if you're anywhere younger than that, just pull out your phone. Every time you buy something, pull out your phone, or you pay your Shaw bill or your hydro or whatever it is. Anytime you pay a bill or use money, type down in your phone, in your notes, the amount, what it was. You'll be fucking amazed the amount of money you're wasting on coffee, a $2 coffee a day, and on a couple beers on Friday night, and on that sandwich you bought at lunch, that sandwich you bought for lunch that was $8 when you could have made one at home for $2. And like, this sounds like nitpicky shit, but that's what you got to do to get yourself out of debt.
It's just the start, right? Like, you just have to look at it as like the start of what you need to do to start turning your financial life around, right? Budgeting is not ever going to make you rich. Budgeting is never ever going to completely change your life.
It's going to get you out of that hole.
But it's going to get you out of the hole. It's going to stop you from going backwards. That's the big thing. You are no longer going to go backwards. If you have a budget, you will only start progressively moving forward. And while you're budgeting and actually paying off debt instead of acquiring debt, you can start learning about investing, money management, learning how to create a new income. Maybe you're like me and you're willing to sacrifice to make more money somewhere else or in a whole new industry. Right? And it will require sacrifice. You're not going to be able to do exactly what you're doing right now and truly get ahead in life.
No, because you've been doing that for the last 20, 25, 30, 35 years. Look where it's gotten you. If you're in a hole, if you're watching this, because you're scrolling through Facebook and you're like, ooh, budgeting, I need to know something about that. You need to do something about it.
Yeah. Action is the number one key here. And you guys can listen to us all day. You can write down all your tips and all the tips and tricks that we give out. But if you don't actually take action on it and you don't take it seriously, then nothing's going to change for you. You have to realize that.
Here's a true story about a guy who's probably going to watch this. And he's probably going to be like, that motherfucker. Yesterday, I got a message. Hey, bro, you want a shirt? And I'm like, I want one. But you know what? You guys, I'm not here to lie or pull the wool over anybody's eyes. I still work full time. I still follow a budget. I'm not trying to claw my way out of debt or anything like that. But I have a budget. I'm trying to build a business. I'm trying to, you know, get ahead, get some investments. I got a plan, and I'm sticking to my plan. So my boy, who's going to be watching this and be pissed, he reached out to me yesterday. He's like, hey, you want a shirt? I'm like, nope. I said, can't afford it. I can afford it, but it's not in my budget. Nope. Sorry, dog. I ain't taking your shirt, because if I take your shirt, it's less money going into my online business, and it's going to take me back. I don't need your shirt till I can afford it. Beat it.
Yeah, exactly. And marketing isn't cheap all the time.
But it pays.
It does. That's again, a good investment or a good debt. Like, I'm off Facebook right now, although I'm in this group right now. I'm off Facebook right now for another 8 days.
He's sneaking this, don't tell him.
The second I'm back onto Facebook, I will be recreating my group and business page, and I've got a very nice, shiny $25,000 credit card just ready to rack up into my business. And the cool thing is that will make me a ton of money.
Yeah, but you know what? Right now, right this second, you're not on Facebook, you haven't cranked out that cool credit card.
Mm-mm.
How much money do you have owing in your online business right now?
Owing? What do you mean? Like, how much I have
coming? Do you owe any money, or is it just... No. So, what you're making right now, how much money... You've made money this month.
Yes.
So, that is an infinite return. An infinite return is an investment that you make that you no longer have any money in, and it continues paying you.
Yes.
Which is fucking awesome, which is how rich people make their money in real estate, which is how they make their money in all of their investments. But real estate, I thought... Poor people think, I was poor, I am poor. Poor people think that you put some money down, you down payment, you buy a house or whatever, you buy a real estate investment. Rich people put down the least amount of money that they can on their multi-million dollar apartment complex, and then they keep it, and then they force the appreciation, and then once they're able to refinance, the bank gives them all of the money, sometimes plus what they put in. For example, you spent $30 million to get a $150 million apartment complex. After 10 years, the bank's going to go, well, your shit's worth way more now. Here's $35 million. So they take that.
Yeah.
And then they've got all of their money back. And now everything that they get coming in, they have this passive income coming in every single month on a real estate investment that the bank owns, that their name is on. That's an infinite return. That's fucking awesome. So they're getting so much money on their passive income, they reduce their earned income to zero, which is the highest taxed income,
yeah.
And then their passive income is taxed substantially less, and then they're just raking the money.
Yeah, tax is always going to be your greatest... Tax and interest is usually everyone's biggest, you know, outpour of money, outcome, basically.
And people get pissed off because the rich don't pay taxes. The rich do pay taxes. They just pay way less taxes than you because they're smarter than you. And if you don't like that, it's because you don't know how to do it. I thought that that was bullshit until I learned how it works. Then I'm like, that's genius. I want to do that. I want to get to the point where I can do that.
Yeah.
That's my goal.
What's up, BSimpy5? Great advice, guys. Thanks, man. Philip, the BRRR strategy. You know it, Philip. And then we got Joshua. I'm not a slave. That is why I'm with you guys. You know it, man. No, you are not.
I'm going to have you here.
You're the man. And I can't wait to get back on Facebook. You and I actually need to have a chat soon. Hit me up ASAP. Yeah,
and you and I, we're going to do one of these one day soon. I like you.
Yeah. Josh is the business.
I don't know you, but I like you.
Josh is the business. But, yeah, guys, it's, you know, a lot of people, so, you know, when it comes to budgeting, and a lot of people, again, it always comes down, in my mind, to making more money, and people are afraid to go into good debt because of the bad debt they've incurred, which sucks. It's very limited thinking. But if I had not spent... I think it was $9,300, $9,400 on starting my online business, I would still be swinging a hammer right now at 5:45 on Friday. I get that back I get that back every single month now, minimum. Ooh. Sometimes.
Does that sound like a stupid investment?
Sometimes
you
twice. Just over 4 years.
You guys, making money is about thinking past tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to get instant gratification. Well, you might. But most likely, you're probably not going to get instant gratification. But 2 years, or 4 years, or 10 years, or 15 years is fucking nothing. How long do you plan on living?
Yeah.
You're 30 years old. I'm 32 years old. I want to live more than 4 years. I'm not worried about the next 4 years. I'm not worried about spending a little bit of money now to create my business, to plant the fucking roots to the empire that I'm building?
Yeah. Well, think of where you're going to be by 40. You know, it's like...
I'm going to be stupid, stupid rich.
Stupid rich, right? And that's because you're not afraid to, you know, budget and stop spending money on things that don't make you money. But don't be afraid to spend money on things that will make you money. That's the difference, right? Budgeting is don't spend money on stupid shit that doesn't do anything for you. But don't be afraid to invest properly into something that will make you money. And think long term. Stop thinking short term. Oh, if I invest $3,000, $5,000, $10,000, $15,000. If I invest that right now, I won't make it back this year.
So
but
what?
Guess what?
Fuck this year.
guess what? Within 3 years, like I did, within 3 years, you're making that every month. So who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Why would that, how does that not excite you? How does it not excite you to think, can you imagine trying to invest in the stock market, for example? If you put $10,000 in the stock market today, 3 years from now, would that investment make you $10,000 per month? Not a fucking chance. Well,
maybe.
No.
If you're lucky.
No, God, not a chance. There's not a chance that if you, there's no business out there.
I think you could.
I don't think
you could. If you're lucky. There's got to be some. Look at Bitcoin. If you got lucky.
It goes up and down.
Yeah, but like back in the day when it was 30 cents.
Yeah. You're like, you'd have to be the...
The odds are very, very
slim. The 100,000. But if you invest in a business, the odds are not very slim if you don't give up too early, which is something that a lot of people do, unfortunately. But at least you can start making that money back, right? So again, budgeting is saving you money so that you can invest into things that are assets, essentially.
Or just get you the life that you want. I mean, not everybody thinks like this. Like us. I know that they don't. Like, maybe you don't want to build an empire. Maybe you don't want to fucking build an online business. Maybe you don't. The reason why you're here, the reason why we're talking to you guys in the empire, and you guys on the talk, and you guys on the gram, and on the tube. I mean, I have a house. I have bought that house. Here's another story for you. I just thought of it.
I love it.
I have a house. I have a happy, comfortable life that I have gotten through this mindset that I have. I used to have a roommate, and my roommate brought this girl home one time back when we were young and single. My wife's watching. This was years before you, babe. My buddy brought this girl home one time, and she's like, oh, this is a nice house. Whose house is this? And she's like, oh, this is my roommate's. And he brought her out into the Fort Bay shop that I had. And I had a Chevelle in there, and I had a Challenger in there, and I had my buddy's race quad in there, and my buddy's Camaro in there. And he's like, oh, these are my things. And she's like, oh, that's cool. And he goes, these are my roommate's things. And she's like, what does your roommate do? He goes, he's a truck driver. And she said, if there's any truck drivers watching this, no offense. She's like, I thought truck drivers were broke. Well, he's good with his money. If you get really good at this stuff, you don't have to be making a shit pile of money. Like,
yeah.
You get smart with money, and you can make money work for you.
Yeah, that's the key.
It might not be rich, but maybe you guys don't want to be rich. Maybe you just want a house. Maybe you just want to be able to support your family on a single income. I support my family on a single income. My wife, she, in the last few years, started her own business out of home. It's not full-time. She kind of works what she wants. She does great, and it's a fantastic little bonus. But, I mean, like, for the most part, when we were raising our kid, when she was pregnant, we were living on a single income comfortably because I know this.
Yeah.
I mean, what kind of life do you want to live? Do you want to use this to get you comfortable, and then you reach out to Uncle JJ and Uncle Adam, and you're like, all right, how do we crank this shit up to level 11?
Yeah.
Because that's what we like to do.
Yeah. And you know what? At the end of the day, budgeting is hard, but you know what else is hard? Being in fucking debt all the time.
You know what sucks?
Choose your hard.
Being in debt all the time.
Yeah.
Budgeting sucks, but being broke as shit sucks way more.
Yeah. Okay, so I got Philip asking, do you follow a budget strategy? Like a certain percentage for each expense. So, for me, Philip, I looked up all the non-negotiables, right? So, obviously, you have to pay your rental mortgage. You have to pay your utilities. You have to have a certain budget for groceries, gas, insurance, right? All the things that are non-negotiable. All the things that are negotiable, so coffee, eating out, lunches, food, going out, things for the babies, right? Like, those things are manageable. What I did, again, was I just paid my minimums on almost all my debts except for one. And the one debt that I was trying to get rid of, I just put all my extra money onto it until it was gone. And then I would move on to the next one. So there's not like a certain percent. It's not like, oh, well, 20% of my money goes towards living and 30 or 10% goes to my groceries. Like there was no percentage for me. It was just a matter of getting rid of one debt at a time and learning to pay myself first.
Although that's a fantastic strategy. But if you have a car debt and something else debt and a credit card debt, credit card debt is most likely the highest interest that you're going to pay. They charge fucking astronomical rates, like 20%.
Yeah.
So if you have a car debt and a credit card debt, and your credit card debt is higher than your car debt, I would personally recommend cranking down that credit card debt because it's just going to eat you alive. 20% a month sucks.
Yeah. And so we're like slightly different on that just because, again, like I think about momentum as opposed to like the interest percentage. But it does make way more financial sense to do what JJ's saying here. Pay off whatever has the highest interest first. It just, sometimes it takes longer and you get to, you know, you get like, the mindset is like, oh my God, this is never going to happen.
Yeah, but forever. If the interest is a different, like a percentage or something, then just, yeah. Go for the smaller one. Because those are small victories. Small victories are what keeps you going.
That's kind of like, yeah, the way I think about it is just, you know, if you've got just a debt, like a credit card that's only $700 in debt, but you have a $20,000 car loan, I would recommend that you pay off the $700 first. And then you have that little victory, right? Maybe you have a personal loan that's only $3,000, and then you also have like a credit card that's at $7,000. The credit card is a way higher interest. I would still pay off the $3,000 first. Because it'll happen faster, and when you build momentum and you feel like that happiness of paying something off, it makes budgeting more fun. Because I'll be honest with you guys, budgeting fucking sucks ass and it's boring as shit.
Yeah.
It is. It really
You're
is.
You're going to be sitting at home on
You're
Friday
like,
night
fuck,
watching
this sucks.
Us,
yeah, it
drinking
sucks.
Water.
Yeah.
And eating crackers.
Yeah, it's not fun. It's not a fun topic. It's not glorious or anything like that. But when you do pay off that first one, it's pretty exciting. And then you're like, okay, great. I paid off this next amount of time. Now I can take all this money and put it on the next debt. I wonder how fast I can do this one. And then it's like, okay, budgeting starts becoming fun because you start realizing that you are getting ahead in life instead of going backwards. If you're in debt, it means that there's a point in time where you went backwards in life, right? But when you start paying off that debt, it's like, holy shit, okay, now I can do this. I can go forward. And then you start learning how to invest. Then you start listening to the audiobooks that we're suggesting. And if you want an audiobook suggestion, leave a comment. We will happily give you guys lots of different book suggestions. Again, the app is Scrib. But I'm telling you guys, if you can just start paying off one at a time and you budget for it, you guys will be so, so happy that you did it.
And budgeting might not be fun, but having a money mindset and a budgeting mindset for your entire life for years and years and years, and you get that nest egg and you can make that investment, or you can just buy what you want.
Yeah.
You know what's a lot of fun? A 1972 Chevelle that you bought cash and you picked up ladies with it.
I mean, we're past that point. In case our wives are watching, sorry, Rachel. Sorry,
I was 23 years old, but I bought a 1972 Chevelle with cash at 23 years old and drove it to the bar like an idiot.
Yeah.
And beat the piss out of it like an idiot. If the guy who's watching, or the guy who bought it is watching, sorry, you bought another 23-year-old kid.
Yeah.
But, I mean, budgeting's not fun. And the sitting at home on a Friday night and the being cheap is not fun. But once you pass that, that's when you start having fun. That's when you do what you want. That's when you invest. That's when you make money.
You start.
That's when life starts getting great.
Yeah, and you start reaching your potential. Like, listen, anyone that's watching this on any platform, I guarantee you feel like you have more to give out of life. You have more to experience. You have more. There's so much more that you want out of life. No matter where you are in life, even if you're ahead right now, you may be watching and thinking, yeah, I can take it to another level. Budgeting will help you get to the next level. And then once you start getting out of debt and it starts getting exciting to pay off your debt, and then you can learn about investing, your life takes a whole new stride.
And then
your goals get bigger.
And tonight is about the people that need this. I hope that it helps. I hope that you guys got something out of it. Or you guys got something out of it. Next week, we'll talk about the guys that are already out of debt and need something to level them up.
Yeah.
You know, that's what this group and that group and that group is all about. Is, you know, we're here to help people. We're not fucking driving Lambos and being like, give me your 50 grand and I'll teach you how to invest it.
That's not how we roll.
I want to help the little guys, the guys that are in a hole or the guys that are on, you know, level ground or wherever you're at.
Yeah.
Like, that's what we're here for. We're here to help you. Help you save your tax dollars. Help you dig yourself out of that hole. Help you get yourself up off the ground level. Where are you at? Yeah. We're here to help you.
Exactly. And so I got B-Simpy5, I need to hear this, guys. You're welcome, man. From7, thanks, really appreciate it. Yeah, you guys, hey, we're here every Friday to help out. Thank you guys for tuning in. Again, if you guys want to message us, you know, on the personal side, feel free. We're always here to help. Our goal with these videos is to help everyone out. Okay? Yeah. We're here to help you guys out. We want to see you guys succeed. If we can all work together, we can make this world a better place, in my mind, okay? That's what I want to accomplish. I have a mentor. I have someone that has helped me get out of that debt, helped me start a business, helped me learn about money management, all that stuff, and I want to pay it forward, and Justin wants to too. We want to help other people.
And we're all at different levels, you know? He was in a hole. He used everything that we're learning and teaching to get out of that hole and then level up. You know, I was on level ground and he helped me level up.
Yeah.
You know, that's where you at and where do you want to be? Because we're going to help you get there.
And when you think about where you want to be, I don't want you to think of, oh, where would I be if I was out of debt? Where are you going to be in 5 to 10 years? Try to think long term. And this is something that not enough people do.
Not where are you going to be? Where do you
want to
be?
Where do you want
because
to be?
Because where you want to be, we can get you there. You can get you there.
Yeah, 100%. So
we're going to give you the tools that are going to help you. Hopefully you got something out of this. Leave us a like or a comment. YouTubers, subscribe. We do this every week. And Tiki Talkers, not very much going on there. So, but thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, awesome, guys. Thank you so much for giving us your time for an hour. And if you need anything, hit us up. Hope you guys have a great night, great weekend, and we'll see you guys in a week.
Happy Friday.
Bye, guys.